Welcome to the Red Dice Diaries. This podcast is a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs from the viewpoint of a long-time GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast was Nightmare by Alexander Nakarada and is used under Creative Commons license.
Hi, this is Hannah at Red Dice Diaries, and I just wanted to talk to you about this setting called The Middlelands. John's just got the second book and I've been perusing it and was most impressed that with that second book there came an excellent GM screen, which as well as having lots of great random tables in and all the number information that you'd usually expect is half the height of a normal GM screen, so you can see your players. The Middlelands main book I was also very impressed with. I like to take 5 minutes to look at a book, and if I've not found something great in there by then, I'm not going to have any more to do with that book. In the Middlelands one, opening the cover, here's a nicely laid out character sheet that gives you an indication of what's different in this game to other OSR games. There's an excellent bestiary in it, which has a really nice feature at the very start, where you have the silhouettes of all the creatures that are represented so that you can see what sort of a size of creature and what it's going to look like nice and quickly. There's also a very entertaining section of Middlelands words and towns in the Middlelands, which if you're from the UK Midlands is just entertaining for the novelty value, seeing places that you know well put into a D&D fantasy world. And of course, in the words section, seeing a lot of the local lingo about. I was disappointed, however, to not see A Up My Duck in there. It's a really entertaining setting book. Even if I wouldn't be playing it, I've still very much enjoyed reading through it. And that's as someone that doesn't generally enjoy reading books. Reading roleplay books, I should say. It's a very amusing read. I've really enjoyed it. Take a look at it. Available from Monkey Blood Design.